The secret to putting these together is to begin with the transformational captivator. That's a fancy way of saying, get a testimonial. But make sure you help your customer tell a story in a way that's usable. Most people are terrible storytellers, and they couldn't give a good testimonial that's short and effective, so they need some guidance. Begin by simply asking the subject, what's it like to be a customer? Then ask them to share a short backgrounder to add a little bit of credibility and support. And then ask a critical question, which is the reason why they almost didn't join the program or buy. Why did you almost not buy, not why did you buy? This question doesn't just make for great storytelling. It also will reveal every flaw in your marketing and what the client is really thinking. Next, invite them to share the results they've achieved. And from there, transition into step-by-step descriptions of what it's like to be a client, what a day in their life is like, and what the outcomes, results, and benefits are. Then finally, ask them to describe the reason they're willing to share their experiences and wrap it up by saying that the viewer or she... Then, finally, ask them to describe the reason they're willing to share their experiences. Okay, I'm going to start. I'm going to do that whole fucking paragraph again. Here we go. Begin by simply asking the subject, what's it like to be a customer? Then ask them to share a short backgrounder to add a little bit of credibility and support. And then ask a critical question, which is the reason why they almost didn't join the program. Not why did they buy, but why did they almost not buy? This question doesn't just make for good storytelling. It also will reveal every flaw in your marketing and what the client is really thinking. Next, invite them to share the results they've achieved. From there, transition into step-by-step descriptions of what it's like to be a client, what a day in their life is like, and what the outcomes, results, and benefits are. And then finally, ask them to describe the reason they're willing to share their experiences and wrap it up by saying that the viewer or reader should buy too. Every business should provide some kind of transformational lifestyle experience story that features your perfect customer as the hero experiencing a transformation. It makes your brand authentic, raw, and real when it's done right. If you want to see how I worked with Strategic Coach to create this kind of testimonial, go to my website, which is mikekoenigs.com/go. 10x pricing repackaging. Question: what's the fastest way to earn $1 million? Answer: sell a $1 million offer to one person. Question: what's the fastest way to make $1 billion? Answer: make a billionaire 10 million and charge $1 billion. Now, you've already heard my big story towards the top of this book, which is that bonus chapter. Now, here's the only problem you might be thinking about. You need a $1 million offer, a $1 billion solution. So what's your highest priced offer right now? What if you could reprice it at 10x or more without adding more complexity to your business process and keep your expenses the same? Now, in a previous chapter, I introduced you to Justin Donald, and at that time, he was trying to figure out how to package what he did in order to bring in enough money so he and his wife could quit their day jobs. I asked him what he would charge people to teach his system. His response was, is $15,000 too much? Now, I almost choked, not because it was too much, but because it was too little. I envisioned him teaching already rich people to do what he did, but they wouldn't be interested at such a low price point. They wouldn't believe him. So we sat down and crafted a $250,000 offer to work one-on-one and a $50,000 group mastermind. Now, to test it out, the second day we were working together, I introduced Justin to a potential client. This guy was a wealthy businessman who had plenty of cash, had made some bad investments, lost money, and wanted to find a better way. And after a short conversation, Justin made the enrollment for $250,000. And a week later, someone else he knew also enrolled. 500 grand in a matter of a week. $500,000. That's the equivalent of more than 33 clients at the $15,000 price point. So how long do you think it would have taken Justin to find 33 $15,000 clients? A lot more than a week. Now, I talked to Justin recently, and he's ready to raise his prices even higher. I'm too busy, he said. Now, he's on his way to a $1 million offer, and you can be too when your mindset is right and you pinpoint the exact market, model, and message. Operation Shock and Awe. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to absolutely blow your prospective client's mind at the first point of contact so there is absolutely zero chance that they could forget you. Be so unique and different that you are permanently etched into their mind and heart forever. Now imagine receiving a FedEx box. You open it up and inside is an iPad. Attached to it is a $100 bill and a post-it note with the message, "I have a quick favor to ask. Turn on the iPad and press play for a 2-minute video from me to see how we can 5X your business. Regardless, if we work together, the iPad and money are yours." At the end of that video, a message says, "If you'd like to know more, let's have a 10-minute phone call. Reach me anytime at 858-412-0858. That's a real number, by the way. That package would likely not only get past your receptionist, assistant, or other gatekeeper, but it would also get your attention. And I'd bet way more than $100 that you could at least start watching that video.
Marker.
That package would likely not only get past your receptionist, assistant, or other gatekeeper, but it would also get your attention. And I'd bet way more than $100 that you would at least start watching the video. Now, this is just one example of shock and awe. My good friend John Rulon wrote a book on giving memorable gifts called Giftology. And you can listen to the podcast episode I did with him by looking for Mike Koenigs and John Rulon. That's R-U-H-L-I-N. It's in the Capability Amplifier podcast and also on YouTube. Now, John has amazing stories about using memorable gifts to get people's attention and build relationships. In fact, not long ago, he and I made a custom ice plunge tank for my friend Joe Polish and awarded it to him on stage at one of his big events. Now, what do you think Joe Polish is going to think every time he sits in that plunge tank, right? Okay. So one of the best stories is about a mutual friend who did some work with Tony Robbins and wanted to give him something unforgettable. And he also wanted to get some attention. So John created a set of custom knives, each of which is engraved with one of Tony's quotes. Inside this custom carved box is a video screen with my friend thanking Tony personally for the opportunity to get to know him and work with him. So Tony's wife, Sage, reached out to my buddy and thanked him personally for such a remarkable gift and said it was one of the nicest, most memorable things they'd ever received and they'd cherish it forever. That is shock and awe. Recently, for my wife's most recent birthday, I won't tell you which one, I had a custom mug made for her that has the story of our life together. It basically packs 22 years together, how we met, where we met, when we met, why we got together, some of the most influential people in our lives, when our son Zach was born, who's been in his life. And this is all engraved visually on a mug that I had made that was put inside a custom wooden box with a screen in it. And the artist who made that told the story of what all's on the mug. Well, suffice to say, my wife looked at me and said, "It's the best gift she's ever gotten." That is shock and awe. And you don't have to spend hundreds or thousands of dollars. Creativity counts more than cost. The key is grabbing attention, creating intrigue, building trust, all of which a gift does. And you can stack this strategy with some of the others. And if you don't have the relationships, you can get them from referrals, the ambassador method, or some other audience-building multipliers that I've created. Your key is to get your foot in the door, elevate your status, your authority, and collapse the trust barrier and start a conversation. Now, these are just 5 brief overviews among dozens and dozens of older. Now, these are just 5 brief overviews among the dozens upon dozens of other multipliers I've successfully used for my own businesses, as well as for my Superpower Accelerator private clients. Stay tuned. I'll be sharing more in the future, but in the meantime, keep your eyes open for referral party and punch the elephant.